could the practice cope with that number of people with diabetes?
At the time, yes, because the WHO criteria, the World Health Organization criteria, was a lot higher, whereas now the targets have all changed, and the diagnosis of diabetes and the way it's done has changed, because the WHO criteria has come down, and also there are other things that people are looking for at fasting levels now. So people are being picked up more now, and at that time, I think purely because of that reason, surgeries were able to, and also there weren't as many people being diagnosed at that time.
When you say they were being picked up, do you mean that people were beginning to be labelled as diabetics who wouldn't have been labelled as diabetic before?
Yeah, and also nowadays, the people are taking more notice of pre-diabetes as well. So it's and tests are being done to see if people have got a predisposition to developing diabetes, where in those days, really, if you had impaired glucose and you weren't diabetic, it was just like you were borderline diabetic, and people used to refer to you as also mild diabetic if you'd just gone on to diet. But the whole ethos and the whole process of the way people look at diabetes now is totally different. It's much more active, proactive, as to how you diagnose and how you go on to treat and educate patients now. Whereas before, I don't think it was as proactive as it is now.
When you were a practice nurse in the mid-1990s, were you doing much education?
Definitely. Because I feel that I felt that I played a role in getting the message across, because I can speak different languages. And there weren't that many health professionals out there that could speak a language and educate patients in the practice nurse, sort of specialist nurse role. And so I felt an obligation to get this message out to the people that couldn't speak English, because I felt as though they were missing out.
Did that involve you in, what, translating leaflets?
Yes, translating, interpreting, getting family members in, because it's not just a case of speaking the language, it's understanding the cultural aspects of the care as well and how you're going to get the message across. And you need someone who knows about different cultural aspects of care in order to do that. And I felt I had that with my broad range of experience.